Chapter 6, The Great Tidy Up. Emily's bedroom had a bed in it, though you'd have been hard-pressed to identify its location. Somewhere in the corner of her room, under what looked to be a scrap heap, was Emily's bed. Admittedly, she had quite a journey to make each night in order to get to her bed. But once in it, she felt very safe. Nobody could cause her any harm in there, because nobody would be able to find her. Her bedroom wasn't untidy, as it had gone beyond untidiness long ago. "Hiya, Scarlet," said Emily, as she approached the fairy's hosta. Scarlet was buffing her fingernails rather too vigorously, and she looked like she was deep in thought. In fact, deep wasn't quite the right word to describe her level of concentration. Drowning. Yes, drowning would be a better word. Scarlet grunted, barely acknowledging Emily's presence.
"What you doing?" asked Emily.
"Thinking," replied Scarlet. Emily was still a young girl. Her life experiences were still limited to mucking about in the garden and going to school. But she didn't live her life in blissful ignorance. She was aware of how dull conversations were when one of the participants restricted their replies to single words. This conversation had all the makings of falling into the category marked hard work.
"Thinking about what?" prompted Emily.
"Stuff," replied Scarlet. Not only had Scarlet managed just a single word response, but her syllable count had also decreased. Emily knew that she was one step away from "what kind of stuff" being followed by, you know, just stuff. No good could come from having a conversation with someone who wasn't keeping up their side of the conversational bargain.
"Okay then, goodbye," said Emily.
"Huh? You leaving already?" questioned Scarlet.
"Well, I figured you weren't in a talkative mood. Or were you just waiting for me to tease your thoughts out of you?" said Emily.
"I've got things on my mind, and I don't know what to do," said Scarlet. Scarlet may have used a few words when constructing these sentences, but Emily was more than aware that they were still significantly less than illuminating when it came to explaining what was going on inside Scarlet's head. Emily finally relented by asking the question she had hoped to avoid.
"Why don't you tell me all about it?"
Scarlet abandoned her monosyllabic conversational style in favour of a style filled with colour and emotion. She was positively Shakespearean in her approach to describing what was on her mind. Well, maybe not quite Shakespearean, but Emily, as a 10-year-old, was mightily impressed with the descriptive and emotive use of language that Scarlet now used.
"So you see my predicament?" asked Scarlet.
"Yes, yes I do," answered Emily. "Is there anything I can do to help?" This was dangerous territory. Emily wanted to help with her bedroom dilemma. She did not need to get embroiled in issues of this magnitude.
"I know," said Emily suddenly. "Why don't you put your fairy dust to good use in my bedroom? It will help you take your mind off things."
It's true, Emily's bedroom could take your mind off things, and what Scarlet needed right now was to either forget about her current mind-consuming issue, or act to resolve her situation. Action was being severely restricted by an inability to plan a sensible approach, so Scarlet conceded that some time spent tidying Emily's bedroom might be appropriate.
"I was hoping that you could do some Mary Poppins-like stuff," said Emily.
"Mary who?" asked Scarlet.
"Oh, Mary Poppins. She says spit spot for no apparent reason, and can make bedrooms tidy themselves."
"Ah, I see. I'm not convinced about the spitting and the spotting, but my fairy dust should do the tidy up," said Scarlet. A closing of eyes and a gentle blow were enough to set the room on its way to tidiness. Most of the items that littered the floor took themselves off to either the playroom or the laundry room. Whatever was left, which wasn't much, managed to fold itself and put itself neatly away in a drawer or marched itself off to the bin. It was a very messy room, and any sing-song which might have accompanied the spectacle would have required many verses, as the duration of the rearrangement took a good 15 minutes. It was 15 minutes during which Scarlet continued to buff her fingernails, sighing every few moments.
"Has it taken your mind off matters?" asked Emily, who already knew the answer.
"No," replied Scarlet. "Right. We need a plan of attack, then. I heard my dad talk about action plans and targets the other day. Maybe that's what we need,"
asked Emily. Emily didn't know what an action plan was, but figured it must be very important. Surely something so important would be of use just now, she thought.
Kyle is good at action. Why don't we ask him for help? Said Emily all of a sudden.
Surely he's gormless, said Scarlet. What use would he be?
You'd be surprised, said Emily.